Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
I'm good. Can you tell me what the charge was for on my credit card?
Okay. Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
68310.
First and last name?
Deborah Stiefvater.
Okay. Can you verify address for me for security purposes, please?
What did you say?
Can you verify address for me for security purposes, please?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Can you verify your address for me, please?
Address. 30026 U.S. Highway 77, Beatrice, Nebraska, 68310.
Okay, thanks so much for information as well. One moment, please, I want to know your account to actually load. Okay, as you said, you did actually do the KitchenAid, ma'am. And that fit, and how may I help you today?
It was for what?
The KitchenAid and the $56.95 buys you a $125 voucher to our online store.
No, I did not sign up for that.
Okay, you're saying this is fraud?
When I signed up for it, it was $2. Now you're saying it's $56.95.
Okay, so you're saying this is fraud. Are you sure no one else in your house placed the charge?
You know,
hello?
I can hardly understand you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so can you hear me? Okay, so the KitchenAid is what you paid the $7.95 for. It was for contest entry, basically, and if you do win, we do actually send it to you. However,
No. That is not what it was. It was $2. You better refund that money. That's a scam.
Okay. So the $56.95 buys you a $125 voucher to your
online
store.
No. I do not. Nope. That is not what I signed up for.
Okay. It was stated online in terms and conditions, ma'am. I do apologize.
That was $2. Now it's $56.95. I did not sign up for that. I want a refund on my account
okay. For
the $56.95.
I do apologize, ma'am, but that charge is valid. The charge will have to stay, ma'am.
Well, then I'm going to cancel the card, and you'll have to figure out another
okay.
way to get it.
So the way this people process-